In a recent study, researchers had 43 college undergraduates, 24 women, 19 men, sit before a computer screen and view a series of faces of fashion models. The images were computer-enhanced so that they appeared to slowly turn their gaze toward or away from the viewer. In the first experiment, the researchers asked the participants to rate the physical attractiveness of the models on their screens as they turned toward or away from them. Male participants rated models who averted their gaze as less beautiful, while models who turned their eyes toward them got much higher marks. But for female participants, ratings of attractiveness for the models were not affected by direction of gaze. It is interesting to know why people are judged more harshly when their eyes communicate disinterest. You could say, "Oh, she doesn't like me because I'm not good-looking. I'm too short." This type of reaction is called an internal attribution, with the viewer suspecting that the averted gaze reflects badly on the viewer. Or he could make an external attribution, which blames the other person instead. In this sour grapes mood, the man interprets the woman's averted gaze as meaning, "She is not a person I'd want to get to know, because she's hostile." What is sure is that gaze matters. The most charming individuals use eye contact to their advantage. They set their gaze on you, averting it only occasionally and at proper intervals, because holding a gaze too long can also signal hostility. The result? They make you feel like you're the most important thing to them at that particular moment.